Blog Talk Radio.
We separate ourselves from the mother. Barbers think they sweet in these CO streets. Come on, suckers, man, your razor game's weak. I shouldn't see blood trickling down his cheek. 3719 South High Street. Come get your head right, these barbers are trying to eat. Just ask the cop when you call the shot. We get all the kids fresh, even mom and pop. How much they charge for that cut? A quarter, man, your barber better off with Mickey D's taking orders. Old school, new school, need a cut, yo. No burn, baby, burn, we got that cool touch, bro. Let me tighten up that hawk and shape up the throw. One of the coldest in the O. In case you didn't know, here we go. Tonsorial artists in the place. Messing with them butchers, it ain't safe. They'll make your skin chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps from dirty razors. Man, them clients hate ya. Cool Rizzy Blaze head, snuff said. Barber's mad cause they fake game's dead. I got one in the chair, but you next in line. Man, I cut the whole city, I'm out here on my grind. And I'm one of O State's finest. You rewind this, BZ's behind me.
BZ, get cut, Southside, get right,
Welcome, welcome, welcome. End of the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment coming right here from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 3719 South High Street, right here on the south side of Columbus, Ohio, 614-491-7467. Welcome everybody to another show, another Monday. It's that time, y'all. It's that time again, Bronner Brothers time. So y'all know how we do here on in the Barber Zone. We got to devote these next two shows, this week and next week. We're talking about what's going on with the Bronner Brothers show. All right? So we're going to see who we can get on the air. We're going to see if we got some of these educators, some of these exhibitors that's going to be bringing their products, their education, their style, their God-given gifts, you know. That barber love we all got. We're going to see who we got on the line, y'all. This is your time to shine. Let everybody know what's going to happen at the Bronner Brothers Show, the 65th annual. Yeah, 65 years, y'all. That's a long time. So we're going to see what's going on at the 65th annual Bronner Brothers Hair Show, which will be held February 18th. Through the 21st, right in Atlanta, Georgia, at the World Congress Center. So, y'all get, you're in the Barber Zone with Chavez Moment, Blog Talk Radio Show, the number 347-637-3850. If you want to say something, press 1, let me know you want to tap in on this topic this evening. Check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, just Google us under Barber Zone. Check it out, the official Barber Zone website, barberzone.org. Links there for everything, anything you want to know in the barber game, we got it. I'm updating it, so it's going to be more content on it, but check it out, barberzone.org. But y'all know how we do right here on the Barber Zone. Before we get started, before we get into these listeners, I see my switchboard is lighting up. I appreciate the love, man, coming from the 803-843-919. 631, the 404, the 614. I appreciate the love, y'all. I'm going to get right at y'all. But before we start the show, y'all know we got to take that time, man. We gotta take that time to get that love. Give them shout-outs, you know. A lot of people call them prayers, but I don't know what your relationship is. I call it little shout-outs, little talking. So take the time to say, Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for another blessing. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your strength. Because without you, Father, we could do none of this. As we get ready for another Bronner Brothers show, Father, just watch over everybody as they travel. from here and there, that we may travel to Atlanta, share this love, these gifts that you've given us, and that we may return home safely to our families, our shops, and our community. But Father, let us know that these talents and these gifts that we have, they come for you. And they're for your upliftment. They're not to boost our pride, to boost our egos, or to make our pockets fat. All of this that we do is for your children, to share our gifts that we may bless somebody else. So, Father, let us know that as we go and travel to this show and we share our gifts amongst our brothers. So, Father, bless this barber zone that you've given to us, that you put under my guidance, that we may be a vehicle of positivity to everybody that we touch. And this show, the things said on this show, may be taken in love and in positivity. So as we go forth, we say thank you. Because we could never repay you, so all we can do is say thank you. In your son, Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all, let's get on the show. First of all, I'm going to start a little bit. I'm geeked, y'all. I ain't been to a show all year last year, 2011. You know, it's just been a lot of text messages from people and Facebooking and all of that stuff. So, but it's not, you know, I like to see y'all, man. I appreciate the and the handshakes and all of that and the kisses from the ladies and all of that. I miss that personal one-on-one love, y'all. So I'm ready to get down to the show. I'm always have a smile on my face. So just tell us your boy when you get down there. So, but we're to the show because see what y'all got to say. But, y'all, when y'all see me, be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to let you know where I'm at. Whether I'm at 744, that's the number of the weekend, y'all. 744, we're going to be in a developed booth. So remember that, you know, be in other few places. So if you got a booth and you got some space, I'm bouncing around, man. I'm trying to show love everywhere. So just let me know if I can get in on your booth. So I will have the Cool Touch. The Cool Touch is coming back out, you know. The no alcohol antiseptic is coming out. The phone, we got it back. So take me out at the show. I'll have it, but we're going to go to these lines, man. It's blowing up. Coming from the 803. Welcome to In the Barber Zone. It's your man, Chavez. Who we got on the line? Call it from the 803.
What's up, man? It's Lee Blaze, man.
Lee Blaze, what's up, Big Daddy? Welcome
man,
to In the Barber Zone. Yeah, man. I'm going to say this first, y'all. Happy New Year to everybody. I really got to talk to everybody, so before y'all get started, Happy New Year, man. But
thank you, man.
Let them know what you're doing, man. I ain't seen you in person, so let me know and let the world know what you're doing at Bonner Brothers this year.
Man, it's going down. The usual, we grinding it out. The Develop Booth is going to be popping. We're going to have Chavez and some more great educators, JDB, General Rod, Tina. It's going down, man. You just got to be there. If you miss the Develop Booth, you're going to miss it. You might as well miss the show if you miss the Developable, because that's what's going down. And I'm going to be there. You know, I'm going to also be on the Nairobi stage. They launching some barber stuff. So, I mean, it's going down in a big way, man. We getting in.
Okay. Hey, that's my man, Lee Blaze, man. Hey, if you ain't already, you're slipping. But follow my man, Lee Blaze, on Twitter, man. He's doing his thing. That dude, like tweeting all the time, man. I'm going to have to check your fingers because you can't be doing too much cutting because you be tweeting too much, man. So I know your fingers be wrong.
In between.
Or you must be on the talk to text thing, but, you know.
Yeah, got to have that talk to text.
Hey, that's my man, Lee Blaze. Hold on, Lee Blaze. We're going to bring somebody else call. Coming from the, you know, from the 8th floor 3, man. I mean, this is like crazy right here, man. Welcome to the show, 843. I want to call you 744, man. If I can call you that, I appreciate it. 744.
Oh, man. What's up, Roderick Samuels, a.k.a. 744, coming up at the Bronner Brothers Show. All the Barber Zone listeners, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. This Roderick, man. We ain't had him on the show. I'm feeling kind of good right now, man. I'm loosening my shoulders and things, man. I got Lee Blades and I got Roderick on the line. Man, I'm feeling kind of good right now. Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something before you get started, Roderick. The Barber Zone is going to be there. I got the DVDs. I got the posters. I got touch. I'm coming with the Come Get Your Head Right t-shirts. This is for the men and the ladies. The Come Get Your Head Right t-shirts. And I'm going to see what other exclusive Barber Zone apparel we're going to have, but that's what I'm bringing to the show. But to the Develop Booth, 744, Roderick Samuels, it's your turn.
Well, you know, we got some great things going on this year at Bronner, man. And, you know, what I wanted to do or what I'm doing right now is I'm opening up the floor for everybody who wants to cut at Bronner. It's a great opportunity. And like I say all the time, opportunities don't go away. They just go to somebody else. And there's a lot of great educators that are taking this opportunity to showcase their skills, the talent, to sell their products that may not have a quote-unquote home to do this with. You know, we got Nina Christmas from Atlanta by way of Chicago. We got Miss Tina Hill coming out of Beaumont, Texas. We definitely got, you know, Mr. Chavez Momi, Come Get Your Head Right from the Barber Zone. We got Miss Shakira Clark. We got Mr. Vet Green. We got the Messiah, Mr. E. Hosea Hicks. We got Miss Vet Peppers. We got Gerald James coming out of North Carolina. You know, we got, you know, I call him Lil Bubba. We got Lee Blades coming up on the stage. We got JDB with 1042. And, you know, and here again, we got a couple of slots left. If anybody that's listening to the Barber Zone right now that want to showcase their skills, their talents on the developed stage, and here again, it is booth number 744, give me a call at 843-879-8680. I want to say we've got about four or five slots left, and all of your and there is a fee to go along with it. Okay, it's $100. Now, with that $100, you get an Andis gift pack worth $150. You get to show
your
skills.
$150. Wait a minute. So what you're telling me is when you get there, well, not get there. Y'all better prepay. Y'all better hit him up on the number. And if you ain't on Facebook and Twitter and following Profile Corporate, you're slipping anyway. You should already know. But so it's $100, and you get $150 worth of stuff and stuff.
So you get $50 than you paid.
$150 worth of stuff from Andis. Not only that, every donation or slot fee is tax deductible, and you make a donation to Hands for Cuts.
Y'all hear that, right?
Wow.
Y'all hear that?
Wow.
So,
okay.
So anybody,
once you pay that slot fee,
anybody,
you become an official member. Yeah. Once you pay that slot fee, you become an official member of Cans for Cuts. The director of Cans for Cuts, Mr. JDB, Jada Barber, will be at the booth. I'm talking about if you want to really step your game up, if you really want to market and brand yourself, starting the new year off right, this is a no-brainer, okay? You get photo ops. You get to videotape yourself. You get to build your resume by saying, you know what, I cut hair at Bronner. I have been an educator at the Bronner Brothers Show, which is the second largest hair show in the world and the biggest African-American hair show in the world. Opportunities don't go away. You just go to somebody else. And like I said, there's a couple of people that are taking this opportunity to say, you know what, I want to get my chance to platform. I want to get my chance to educate. Why not take advantage of what's being given to you and let's do this? Now, I could have been selfish, Chavez, Lee.
There it
I
is.
Could have been selfish and
hey,
said,
hey,
you know
hey,
what,
hey,
don't
Roger,
even worry
hey,
about
hey,
it.
Hey, Roger,
my booth.
I already know. That's why I'm going to stop you right here. I already know. Y'all, and this is why I got to stop you right here, man. And get his brother the kudos for what he's doing right here.
True.
Because he didn't have to do this. He could just got this booth and just done, you know, some things for his Profile Corporate brand. But being the type of brother that he is, trying to give back to the bar call and ask, how do I get on stage? How do I cut at the Bronner? How did I become an educator? Right now, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity right here. An investment in your career. At $100.
And you know what, Chavez, I didn't mean to cut you off, but not only that, it's not just for barbers. It's for barbers, it's for stylists, and also for students. If, as a student, if you think that your career path is taking you to become an educator for a major company, if you don't have any footage to show these people, if you don't have anything to put on your resume to say that you've done something like this before, who do you think or how are you going to build your credibility as an educator? Everybody wants to know, oh, how can I be an Andes educator? Well, you know what I did by being an Andes educator? Do you really want to know how I got on with Andes? I took an opportunity that was given to me. I paid for myself to go to Mississippi. I paid for myself to participate in the Barber International Convention. And guess what? That's pretty much the story, you know. I just want to encourage people, man. You know, it's 2012. Time waits on no man, you know. And instead of thinking about it and the woulda, coulda, shoulda's, you know, like I tell my students all the time, either you're going to barbecue or you're going to mildew.
Hold that on, man. My line is blowing up, man. We got to see what everybody else is doing, but appreciate you. Hold on a minute. Yo, y'all listening to the Andes Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Bowman, 347-637-3850. Find us on blogtalkradio.com/BarberZone. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We got a caller calling from the 919. Welcome to Andes Barber Zone. Who do we have on the line with us from the 919 this evening?
Hey, it's Shakira V. Clark on the line with you. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
I am here, and I am in the zone. Hey, everybody.
What's up, Shakira Clark? Hey, y'all. She will be in the booth. We taking it back like, what is that? Like, Rap City in the booth.
Right.
If you're not in the booth this weekend, dropping just pair of jewels, you're not where you're supposed to be this weekend. So, Mr. Care Clark, let the people know what you'll be bringing to Bronner Brothers this weekend.
Well, you know what? At Bronner Brothers this year, you're about to see a whole new side to Shakira V. Clark. As Roderick says, you know, it's the whole new Shakira. We are about to lift the veil on something really different. I can't give you too much because if I do, then you won't come over to the booth to come and see what we're bringing. But we're tapping into, I can tell you, that editorial side of fantasy styling, just to give you a little sneak peek. But I'm going back into my first love, so I need them to come over to 744 and come and check out Shakira V. Clark and see what we got going on.
Club 744, we got so y'all, we're going to have a lineup. Oh, and just to let you know, in the Barber Zone, Barber Zone Radio will be there on Sunday and Monday. We're doing the show right from the booth. We're going to have a lineup of whoever's going to be in the booth for that day. They're going to give you a shout-out. We're going live right from 744. We coming straight from the booth, y'all. Saturday.
Exactly.
That's hot.
Sunday. Oh, that's 3 days, huh? Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So y'all be sure to
hear this all with you. I want to put a little blurb out here for everybody. Now, on Sunday, from 2 to 3:30, the develop booth will be shut down because everybody that's working with the develop team will be at the most highly anticipated class of the year, room 8403, from 2 to 3:30, diversify your bonds. Part of the Build the Barber Portfolio class session featuring Mr. Roderick Samuel. And we got a couple of guest educators. I'm going to announce them on Facebook, you know, here soon. But we got some educators, some guest educators that are going to be making an appearance. And it's definitely something that you don't want to miss. So set your calendars, all the Barber Zone listeners, If you want to learn how to create more diversity in your barbershop salon, not only from a business standpoint, but also from a skill set standpoint, this is a class you do not want to miss. We got freebies going on. You know I'm giving away a bunch of stuff. The brand new DVD, Diversify Your Bonds, will be on sale, okay? The $10 holla is in effect. After the class, you will not be able to get the DVD for $10. The DVD automatically goes up another $10. And, you know, and during the class, there's a special, and it's only for these listeners. If you buy the Diversify Your Bonds DVD during the class, you get annuities, hedge funds, and ROIs for free.
Wow.
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 Hey, y'all better be here. I'm telling y'all, we're going to light Bronner's up like no other way. The barber
is going down, buddy.
It's going down all the way. But y'all, you're in the barber zone with your man, Chavez Moment. Hey, y'all, hold on. We're going to keep it coming. We got to call it. Hey, y'all, look at this. I put Bronner I tweet that and put that all up, and the switchboard light up. Hey, y'all better start listening to what I got coming for the rest of y'all for the 2012. The show that's coming for the 2012, it ain't nothing but just building your career. A lot of these people that's on this line right now, they're going to have shows dedicated to what they do. And if you want to be in the places that some of these individuals are that's going to be on this line for the rest of the show, y'all better stay on with this Barber Zone. Stay in the Barber Zone. So we got a caller from the 631.
Susan.
Who we got on the line with us this evening? I know. Don't put her on the line, man. You get on the line, brother. Come on.
I'm on the line. But everybody in the industry knows my wife is my better 90%.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. And before they get started, these is my peoples right here, man. If y'all ever been at the Bronner Brothers show, back in the right-hand corner, where they be making all the noise and giving away the money and the hair and all of that, and the sister with the low cut with the piece to the swoop to the side, and you might see your man Glenn Jackson running across the stage.
That's right. Don't sleep on Glenn.
Kamar and Susan, y'all, thank y'all for taking the time to let everybody know what y'all got on. On stage this year on the Bronner Brothers.
We appreciate being invited on to the show, man.
Absolutely. This is our first time in the Barber Zone. We're happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. So y'all, let everybody know who y'all are that don't know, and give them a little insight of what y'all got coming to Bronner this year.
All right. No problem. I'm Susan Dorsonville.
I'm Kamal Dorsonville.
And we're together with Total Media Group. We are a marketing and media production company, and we do it big at Bronner Brothers, like you said, right?
Yeah, all the way in the corner. If y'all don't know, they the ones in the corner with the big Milky Way gigantic production stage back in the corner.
That's where everybody sees us, but we have a whole lot more going on that show floor than people even know. But
That's why I told y'all to get on the show. Let them know.
We'll start with the Milky Way show because that's our, you know, that's our big dog, and that's opportunity right there for stylists that you know really want to get down with the get down and take home some big checks for 60 minutes worth of work. So you know if you got some skills like that, you can come up on that stage and in 60 minutes go home with $1,000. I don't know where else they're doing it like that, but that's how we're doing it.
We're giving away over $20,000 in cash and prizes over the 3 days right at the Milky Way stage.
Yep, that's right. So, you know, if anybody's listening out there and you want to take advantage of it, they can hit you up, right? Come on. Yeah,
that's right.
Give them the numbers.
Give us a call at 631-924-9767.
Right. And we have another competition going on because we have another stage that's actually going to be right next to the Milky Way stage, but we have a company called Red Pro. Now, what they do is they're always looking for platform artists,
And they have other brands in their company, so they're not just looking for platform artists for just their brand. There's five other brands that will be there watching the stage. So we have another competition going on over there that can give a stylist an opportunity to actually become a platform artist for one of their brands.
Okay. Yeah, we've been doing this program for over a year and a half now. We've actually gotten stylists
hired
jobs to work within the company.
Paid jobs.
I didn't know that part. I didn't know y'all did a little other side
Most people,
too,
most people don't know that. Most people don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why we letting you know.
That's why I invited y'all into the barber zone. Now y'all hear that? Now for the stylist, if you really think you're that thing, get on up on that stage.
That's
and
right.
I tell you, if you've never been and you've never seen it, it's amazing.
But you know
amazing.
What I always say too is. If you always say to yourself, it's something I wanted to do, but I'm scared, or it's, you know, I want to be a platform artist, but I don't know how, this is like the best opportunity you can get, because everybody knows how hard it is to, you know, you can't just call up a company and say, hey, I want to work for you.
Yeah.
So this is like opportunity. You like, if you're on that stage and you're competing to become a platform artist, you don't know who may walk by there and see you. So it might not even just be for the KISS brand that we're doing it for. There may be other vendors in the show that walk by and say, hey, I like their style. Let me go up and give them a card and see if, you know, they might want to join my team. So.
And it's fun. I mean, it's electric. It's crazy, and it's
absolutely.
All day. Can I make a request?
Absolutely.
I stand over there a lot of times, and I'll just be watching and you doing your thing and Glenn doing his thing. Can we get a little barber spot? Can we get 1 hour for the barbers to do something one time?
Listen, let me tell you, we have been trying to get them to do this where we team up a barber with the stylist. And the stylist is doing the weave, but the barber is hooking up a cut with the weave. Like, we've been really working on that. Trust me.
Let's do it.
We are working on it. We have proposed it more than once. So,
how that's
you know.
Your boy, man. Let's make it. How that's your boy. And we'll get it out on the barber zone. And we reach, and I got my switchboard lit up. All these people that's listening, we can get that happening. So
yeah, absolutely.
Give me 10 barbers. Give me 10 barbers and 10 dudes. I'll make it happen on that stage.
I know, right?
There it is. Right there it is. We're going to do it in the name of In the Barber Zone. We're doing it on the Big Boy Total Media Group stage. Let's make
that
happen.
That's right.
Hold on with me. I got the Swiss boy lit up. I'm going to try to get as many people out as I can. Y'all
okay.
Remember, y'all In the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment. The number is 347-637-3850. We got a caller. Caller from the 856. It's lit up, y'all. I got callers from the 215. From the 330, from the 347, 70, I'm feeling like Ludacris right now, 706, the 614, 770, I'm calling y'all out from the 330, I got you coming up. But we got a caller right now from the 856. Who we got at the barber's on this evening, calling from the 856? We talking about the Bronner Brothers show this year, the 65th annual. Welcome to the show, 856.
Yo, what's up, Chavez? It's Bill.
What's going on? Who is this? Let the world know who you are, brother.
Bill Blaze. What's good, bro?
This who?
Yeah, man. It's Billy Blaze.
Billy Blaze. What's going on, big guy?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm coming to the show or whatever. I'm doing the anti-competition.
Okay.
No, I just opened up another shop. I'm in Philadelphia. I'm in New Jersey. You know, I'm just trying to expand. I come to every show, basically
okay.
to you know, network with different brothers. You know, that's where I met you at. You know, we've been on a mission
hey.
For quite some time right now. You know,
for a minute.
So.
Hey, Kamala Susan. Kamala Susan.
Okay.
Kamala Susan. This is Billy Dupree from the project. That was going to be on the project.
Hey, what's going on,
brother?
How you doing,
man? Yeah, that's him. He'll be down there at the show too. So okay, so we got some exhibitors, we got some big stage mega people. Now we got a competitor on the line. This is how we doing in the barber zone, man. We going to all aspects. Billy D, Hold on one second, man. I got a caller calling from the 330. This right here in Ohio. 0810, baby. Who we got calling from the 330 starting with the 316? Because I got a couple 330s on here.
You're muted.
Calling from the 330. You're in the barber zone. Who we got on line with us? Oh, it looked like they wasn't ready. They hung up. Call us from the 330. Call us back. You still here?
All right.
We keeping it moving along. We in the barber zone with Suzanne Bowman. 770. Who we got on the line with us this evening from the 770?
What's up, beautiful people? It's your girl, the beat of the Clipper Cut Queen, entering the barber zone.
Well, good evening, my sister, Davida. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was listening to Susan and Kamal talk about the mix or the collaboration of a barber and a stylist and all that up on the Milky Way stage or the Total Media stage. Look, I'm down with that. I've been wanting to do something over there, but you know they don't have no haircuts going on over there.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm telling you, we trying to work on it.
But and y'all know who I am because I got the mohawk, Susan. You know who I am.
Oh yeah, I know you. I know you.
Yeah.
Hey, so that's one. We got nine more.
We need nine more, right?
We have one. We starting at one.
one down, nine to go.
All right, hi.
But I'll definitely be there. And you know, I encourage everyone also to come out and support the Barbers Roundtable. You'll be there too. You're keynote speaker as well to those, right?
Yeah, I even got to that, but yeah, I sure will be along with yourself. So,
absolutely.
Hey, Curtis Smith,
putting that thing out there with Exotics.
Yeah, Davida, while I got you on the line, I want to personally say congratulations on the Royalty Digest on the magazine
you
got coming out. So, y'all, hey, be sure to support this sister's magazine, man. We got a lot of people that's got little individual projects, so we need to support each other. So I got them here, and I'm getting them out to the people. So, you know, big up on that venture right there.
Absolutely, thank you so much, and I'll make sure that I'll be passing some out along, you know, during the show as well. So, you know,
okay.
You see me, make sure you grab me for one of those.
Okay. And y'all, she did mention it. It kind of slipped my mind. I'm sorry, Curtis. But the Barber Roundtable will be going on again at Justin's. So me and Davida, we'll be part of the speakers. It's five of us. What, me, you, Mary Jean.
That's right. Hernandez.
My man Pacino. And one more, I forgot the name. Forgive me. I'm going to have to look on the sheet here. But be sure to check us out. Come out, support Curtis Smith and the whole Exotic team as they put on again another barber roundtable. 300-400 barbers. We invade Justin and do it big time, you know, how us barbers do. So be sure to check us out. Ms. Davida will be in the building. Y'all. I told you, I'm feeling good, man. You know, I ain't been to a show in like a year. You know, I'm taking care of, you know, I asked God to increase my territory, and he did it. So I had to, you know, be diligent last year and take care of what he told me to. So, y'all, I'm back 2012, about to make some big moves. But, y'all, we're going to keep it moving here on the show. I got a caller right here from the 614 right here in Columbus. You in the barber zone with your man, Chavez Moment. Who we got on the line with us right here from the 614?
What's up, man? It's Janelle.
What's going on? Good brother. Hey, y'all. This my man.
Chilling
hey.
Out, man.
Hey, y'all. This is my man, Janelle. He a young barber in the game. His brother just 21, y'all. But I want to, you know, welcome you to the Barber Zone family. He just started here at the shop last week. So, bruh, Janelle, right now, and y'all, he's coming to the show with me. So when y'all see the young brother with me, he got dreads too. Give him some of that barber love that y'all showed me. But Janelle,
yo.
if you knew how much barber's knowledge, information, and experience, just the wealth of barber knowledge that you're on the phone with right now, bro, your earpiece will blow up.
And you know what?
Because just these few people that's on the line right here, dude, it's going to blow your mind. People I got on the line right here, y'all. Before I had his brother tell y'all what he's expecting to see at the show, I try to explain to the barbers here in the shop the experience at Bronner, but as y'all know, there's no way that I can wrap the Bronner weekend up in simple pictures, words, and video. There's no way. So, Janelle, what you about to experience, bro, next weekend is going to blow your mind, and it's going to take your career to places you never, ever, ever experienced. You never even thought. When you was at barber school, it's going to take you places that you never, ever, ever thought you would be. Because your boy right here is talking to you through the radio and not at the shop is a living witness. And I'm going to tell you, right here on the radio, with all these, turn your radio down. Whatever that is that's listening to the show, turn your radio or your computer or whatever down. It was giving feedback. But I'm going to tell y'all right here on this phone. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to tell you right here on the phone, bro. Without these people that's on this line right here, when I started going to these shows like 6-7 years ago, without the interaction of all these people right here, I would not be the barber that you see standing a couple chairs down from you every day. I'm going to let you know that right there, right here on Barber Zone. So all of y'all that's on here, on this line right here, because I'm seeing some numbers that I know, that I'm familiar with, without y'all, the Barber Zone would not be where the Barber Zone is right now. I tell y'all, I'm just walking in my blessing, and y'all part of my blessing. So this is coming, this is real heart right here, from me to y'all. Y'all make the Barber Zone what it is. And Janelle, I'm going to tell you, I'm so hard on you because I know you can be better. I know, and I only know you for a week. I see it in you, and you can be the best that you can be. Right here, I'm telling you, on the line.
Man,
so,
I appreciate that, man. Real talk. And that's why.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, that's why I'm excited to go, man. Because, I mean, I may not have told you, but you know, I look up to you in a way. Like I said, I ain't know you for nothing but a week neither. But I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go and see everything that you've seen. Everything that you told me so far, I believe you. And I'm ready to see it for myself, man. I've only been out of school for a year. Just like you said, I'm only 21. I'm ready to take off, man. And you probably didn't even think I was going to call in and listen. But I'm on.
No, no.
Hey, I'm ready, man.
But that, hey, you know what? That shows me a lot. And I'm telling you, when you get and all these people that's on the line right here, bro, when you get down to Atlanta and we hit them doors in Bronner, you're going to feel something you ain't never felt before. And I can tell you that from experience. So, y'all that's on this line, tell this boy. Hey, yo, we're going to keep it moving. Oh, in the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Loman right here. I just had to share, you know, a little barber love, a little reach back to my young brother for a second, y'all. But I hope y'all wasn't upset with that. But calling from the 215, man, we got my man on here coming from, you know, the East Coast, calling from the 215. Who we got on the line with us today?
It's Kenny the Professional. Want to send a shout out to all the people that likewise have inspired me, especially you, Chavez. Yo, I love what you're doing. Felt like a family reunion right here, man. Get all my love and like send the family on the line. feel like a family reunion. That's what I'm like. I'm listening to Billy Blaze. I hear Kamal and Susan. I hear you. I'm like, oh, man. I'm getting hyped. Getting ready for the show. It's an exciting thing, you know. One of the things I like about coming to the shows is like a refresher. Being around other individuals that are like-minded, that are passionate about the same things we're passionate about, it serves in our energy that keeps us going, because a lot of us that have been in the industry for a while, sometimes just in the daily activity, sometimes you may lose that fire, you may lose that passion because you're around people that may not share that same energy. Because we all know the beauty of barber industry is full of a lot of individuals that don't have that same spark and same motivation that you have. But when you're around the people that have that same thing, oh, man, it just reignites you. You know, it gives you that charge, gives you that energy. That's why I always encourage for everybody, whether young, old, or, fresh into the industry or 20 years plus in, always support continued education, trade shows, anything of this nature, especially we have 65 years of excellence within beauty products and trade shows by the Bronner Brothers, and that's something to commend. That's something we want to be a part of. That's history in the making. Something I wouldn't miss for the world.
Man, I'm excited as hell to go.
Lot of things listed for us barbers. Barber Roundtable, definitely looking forward to that one. I mean, all Curtis is always doing Curtis and Exotics, and Against the Grain have always been known for putting on amazing events that have been, legendary for us in the barber industry. And it's something that definitely we have to be a part of and continue to support as well. And moving forward, I would like to see more things take place for the barbers at the Total Media Group stage. I would like to see and take part in that. I hear DeVita talking too. It's my girl.
Listen, you said she was number one.
Time out. Let's clarify. It's not the Total Media Group stage. We just the production company.
We're going to make that happen.
You know that.
Listen, here's what I envision. And this is with Kamal's approval. We can get Susan to be the model on the stage. We can have DeVita cut on one side and you using the Royal Black on one side. And I can use the Andy's flat irons going to the other side. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Two people on one model. Let's go.
Let's get it. I'm with it.
Hey, that's why I'm ready to go for the show, man. I missed this, y'all. Hey, but y'all, I was on with your man, Chavez, moment, man, 347-637-3850. Hey, hold on. The barber's on is in the building this evening, man. I got to call it from the 330, man. I got my man, hey. Check out the Barber Zone, on YouTube. I got this little guy on there, man. We call him Chaz the Barber, man. This is another young barber right next to me, and he got some of the silliest clips in the shop. So I got my man coming on the line, Chaz the Barber, man. This dude's name, Cortez Watson. You know, we're going to keep it professional. But when you see him at the show, he's Chaz the Barber. Welcome to the Inner Barber Zone, man. Chaz, let people know what you expect for Bronner this year, brother.
Wait a minute. I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah, you live and direct, brother, right now.
Okay, what's good, though? Barber Zone, yeah. This is going to be my Chaz the Barber. Barber Zone. And, I can't wait to get to this show, man. I didn't even know it was real live like this. I didn't know this radio show be popping like this. What's up, everybody? Barber love. I'm on my way to Atlanta. This show be popping. Yeah.
And I'm telling y'all, when y'all see Chaz, he always got a little grin on his face. So he over there grinning right now.
Yeah, I'm cheating right now. That's crazy. Y'all really be popping like, this is crazy. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Y'all know, man, I've been blessed with some young brothers, man, with some good heart. So I'm ready to make these brothers into barber professionals and take these boys on the road and let them know how barbers really, how we really do it like barbers. our barbers really, really do it in the place like we're supposed to be. We're the oldest profession, and we need to be treated and respected in that way. So I'm gonna show these young brothers how we really get it. Awesome Lee Blade type thing. We gonna ball out like Lee Blade.
Hey, yeah, what's up? I'm trying to get on the end of that competition. What they talking about? For the 1,000, the barber jump up.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to make Kamal and Susan, believe me.
Hey,
but,
Tavares, I need to let you know, too, at booth 1323 at the Total Media Group booth, I got my own barber who's going to be over there doing some education and some cutting and repping his DVDs out of my booth at my stage.
Okay.
So,
Vernon Scott is...
Vernon Scott II is on the scene, and he's going to be doing his thing big time. He's a heck of a barber, and I think, you know, you guys should come by and show him some love and give him some support. That's at booth 1323.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, y'all, we're going to keep it moving on. We're in the barber zone with your man, Chavez Moment. I got a caller, you know, I see y'all, 704, I see y'all from the 330 and from the 443, but I got a caller right now, man, from the 704, we're going to see if we can get the official cast for cut, representative in the building. Caller from the 704, you in the barber zone, who we got on the line with us this evening, let us know.
Yo, this your boy, JDV, Chavez, what's going on, Jay the Barber in the building.
Yes, sir. Somebody,
how you doing, Devin? Hi, everybody.
Whoever that is, has your computer or something on, can you put it on mute or turn it down? Because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Hello, everybody. All right, what's all
right,
going
DJ,
on?
What's up, Big
What's
J?
Going on, JDB?
Oh, we hold it down. It's a 1042 in the building. That's the new thing for 2012.
1042. Well, all right. Hey, Shady B.
Yeah, what's happening with you, man?
We talked about it a little bit earlier, man. We got the develop booth with the 744. And, you know, Roger Bennett let everybody know that, you know, it's $100. You get $150 worth of with a handy gift bag. But the $100 goes toward, a charity. You know, a lot of people don't know, a lot of people don't know about the official barber charity right now, which is Care for Cuts, which is your baby, which is your creation. So let the people know when they go to 744 and they invest that $100, what that $100 is going to and where is it going, good brother?
Well, Tavis, you know, like, you know, and you know, I've called you for some projects out there in Ohio so far also, but if nobody knows what Care for Cuts is, definitely a barber and stylist. A Barbers and Stylists charity, and we're definitely making the Barbers and Stylists once again the cornerstone of the communities. And we're going to do some great things in 2012 and beyond, because this right now is a grassroots operation, and it's going to be probably as big as the United Way or bigger, you know, as we go forward. You know, Roderick Samuels brought to the table with Cans for Cuts to definitely be a part of the Brown and Brothers show, man. And we wanted everybody, and we thank you for even being a part of the stage also and contributing, because this is going to go so far. We're going to have T-shirts, a Cans for Cuts T-shirts. You're going to get official plastic, hard plastic, like a credit card, membership card. Definitely glad to have you on board, doing great things in the community, letting the people know that, you know what, Cans for Cuts is here to stay. The barbers and the stylists, we definitely are the cornerstone of the community. And for more people, if you want more information about Cans for Cuts, you know, I got my show Technically Speaking with Jay the Barber on Wednesday nights. We're going to have a whole segment that's strictly about telling people what Cans for Cuts is. You're going to be able to call and ask questions. And I want to make a special thanks out to a stylist that just recently this week, man, she touched my heart, and she started the month off right, because, you know, every month we're setting goals and we're matching things and we're competing against each other to donate. But Ms. Charlotte Wooten out of Dallas, Texas, man, she donated $200, you know, out of the clear blue to start the month off with. And, you know, we definitely got barbers and stylists out there trying to match it to do great things in the community, man. And it's not just in Charlotte, but it's every nation, every state, anywhere it can, because it's going to be there.
Hey. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, y'all, make sure you holler at the man JDB. If you have an idea of a nonprofit organization where you can utilize your barbershop in the community, holler at this brother. Because the model that he's putting together is something that we can use nationwide.
And Chavez, and I also wanted to let people know, Chavez, also, too, aside from Cans, because, you know, I got to be me, Mr. Suited and Booted, Mr. 1042. I definitely got a brand new DVD coming out, Volume 2, Tools and Techniques. They can expect to see this at Brown & Brothers. They're going to see little excerpts basically by the cutting that I do on stage. It's called Keeping Her Sexy, because, you know, a lot of times women coming into the barbershop, a lot of barbers taking away the sexy. They ain't leaving them sexy. They cutting them like male clients. And we're not doing that. And I definitely got a concept that I'm going to bring the house down with, and that's why I call it Mr. 1042 JDB all day, every day. You know how I bring it? The suit is clean. It's pressed. The shoes are shiny, sharp. Everything's packed. Navigator loaded. Gas filled up, and we're going to get there. Me and my boy Roger Sam, you know how we do. We're going to step across every street in Atlanta doing what we do best, leave blades in the building. You heard Mr. Keon Clark, the developer.
You know.
Hey, the corner going to be smoked.
They better get ready.
Y'all better watch out. This Brown & Brothers, the 65th annual is going to be banana. Y'all better listen. But hold on. JDP, I got to tell you, right here, now you know, if you ever met this brother, man, you already know that the spot that no show, no trade show is complete without the dust, without the glitter. You know what it is. We got coming from the 404, your man. Because you know what it is when you've been raised. Come on, man, MC Razor on the line. He's in the barber zone, y'all. Razor. We got MC Razor on the line. Man, let us know, bro.
Hey, all I got to say is MC Razor. What's up with our wonderful barbers all across the nation? First of all, I'm grateful to be amongst all these wonderful educators, man. Hey, y'all know y'all family. Y'all already know what the deal is. So I don't have to say much. You know what I mean? Man, secure all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all represent hard. So I'm going to tell y'all one thing about MC Raven. I'm coming. I have a new 2012 hair showpiece that's coming to the nation, for real. The Brown & Brothers, we shutting it down, no doubt. I do have my new Senate, MC Razor Senate Astringent, that's definitely coming out with the new label. You already know. You know what I'm talking about? I do have 10 colors in the MC Razor Magic Dust, so... Man, I'm telling y'all what, if y'all ain't seen the bling yet, hey, y'all got something to see this with. I missed the last show, but I'm going to tell y'all one thing, man. No matter what you go through, you keep pushing hard. I'm telling you, man, and you will be back up on top, for real. So I'm just letting y'all know, I give a shout-out to everybody, man. I show so much love. Hey, I'm humble, but I show love, even to the young barbers that's coming into this game. I'm going to tell y'all real quick. Man, when y'all open them doors and y'all come through them doors, man, y'all better get ready for an explosion. I ain't playing no games, because here's some people in this industry that eat this, that sleep this, that crave this, that dream this, that be this. And I'm telling y'all, MC Razor is one of them.
Y'all
no
heard
doubt.
MC Razor, hey, but young barbers in the building. You know you can't see Razor as you get his voice some love. He leave that magic dust on you, man. You will never be the same once you run into MC Razor, man, and you get that magic dust. So we going on into the barber zone. We got a few more minutes. We gonna see all we can get these callers in real quick. Caller from the 443. Who we got on the line? Well, it's calling from the 443. You're in the barber zone.
What's going on, Survivor? It's your boy Benny the Barber. Hey, Davina, what's going on, lady? How you doing?
Facebook. Yeah, it's Vinny the Barber. We talk on Facebook every time we get a chance. Yeah.
Okay.
How y'all doing? I'm excited. I can't wait to get down there and meet all of y'all. I swear I can't. I mean, the way y'all make it sound, I can't wait. I swear I can't. I'm gonna be at the Barber Round Table. I'm excited. I mean, I'm really excited. I swear I am. So, I mean, I'm getting ready to meet a lot of new faces and everything.
Hello? Okay, we got to get the barber. Hey, hold on, man. I got a few more people. I'm going to see about getting up there, man. I appreciate you stopping to the show. We got callers calling from the 347. Welcome to the barber zone. Who we got on line with us?
Well, what's going on, Vazzy? You know, we're just doing a crossover broadcast from Jimmy Underground Radio Network. We've been going on for the last 45 minutes and stuff like that. I see you got a little 3 minutes left in your show. So I was going to try to have you tell our listeners what y'all was talking about and what was going on. But since y'all was going to be in the ATL, you got to go check my man Beans out over there at Primo Nightclub at 960 Spring Street while y'all going down there and mention Underground Radio Network. Y'all might get a little discount in the spot right there. But no, that's all good. Right. We just run a little live broadcast going on. Well, you're taking 150,000 listeners. Let everybody know how the Barber Zone do it on Mondays and stuff like that. We've been plugged in with you about 45 minutes. So, you know, I know you got a little time left. So, if you can, why don't you tell our listeners what y'all was talking about that's going on this down in Atlanta about the little 40th anniversary of the little show you're talking about.
Okay.
Little show.
I got 2 minutes and 14 seconds on my show left, but y'all educate my listeners on the show. Do that.
First of all, it's enormous. It ain't little.
Hold on real quick. Hey, Jamie, you see what you was about to start, man? Hey.
Come on, man. You got 2 minutes. Come on, man. Do it. Come on, you got 2 minutes. Come on. All my listeners better know. All my listeners want to know what's going on. Come on, now. You're only on Mondays, Vizzy. Give it to me.
This is a big deal, dog.
Hey,
I know it is. All my listeners, we've been listening for about 45 minutes. We know how big it is. We're going to have about 45 minutes broadcasting live with y'all right there for 45 minutes. We just get the headline.
Hey,
go on, big 90 seconds, man. Hit me.
The 65th annual Barber Brothers International Air Show is going down February 18th through the 21st, Atlanta, Georgia, at the World Congress Center. You got some of the greatest hair educators, exhibitors. So it's the second largest hair show, trade show around, but it's the largest in Afro American hair. So if
in
you really
the world,
want to see
not
what's
just
going
in
on,
America,
see,
but in the world. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
If you really want to see what's going on with a lot of positive black movers and shakers, be in Atlanta on February 17th to the 21st. Hey, y'all, but hey, listen next week for part two of what's going on in the Barber Zone. If we got callers on here, I wasn't able to get to you. I'm sorry. The line crazy blew up.
Thank you, man.
Check us out next week, same time. Into the Barber Zone. And we're going to leave it out. We got a minute left. I'm going to leave it out with my man, Jay, calling in from the 706. Hey, Jay, take us out, man. You got like 30 seconds left. Tell us what you're doing and end us on the show until next week.
Hey,
Jose Hicks, I got you on the line, good brother.
Jose Hicks, can you
feel me? Are you on there? Hey.
I'm
we
on.
We couldn't get you on, bro. Into the Barber Zone with Jermaine Foreman, 347-637-3850. Be sure you follow us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Just Google us, man. BarberZone.org. Check us out next week. Same time. BlogTalkRadio.com/BarberZone. 9 p.m. What's going on in the Barber Brothers show? We're going to have a contestant from the Barber Brothers Barber Competition. See y'all next week, man. Barber Love from the Barber Zone. Peace.